This is URN The Pulse.
That's right, you're joining me, Adrian, Jasper and Yaroslava today for The Pulse. But our first story from a good range of stories today is going to be about the poppy debate, which once again has come up this year, with FIFA currently debating whether or not to use it at Wembley. And of course, the poppy itself causes controversy every year.
That's right, Harry. So the issue has been raised in the light of the England versus Scotland World Cup qualifier at Wembley on the 11th of November, our National Armistice Day. And it's a question whether the players will be able to wear their poppies. FIFA has the power to deduct points if they feel there is a political, religious or commercial message attached to the players' shirts. Possibly in this case, it will be the reason of the political case. But the Football Association is currently in talks with the football's governing body, FIFA, about this issue. The Royal British Legion, the RBL, feels that they're not being supported for the war, but they are a symbol of representation of hope and remembrance. So they're assuring that the flowers, the poppies, are not a political symbol. This is not a new issue. In 2011, in the England versus Spain match, the poppies were worn as black armbands with the poppies actually printed on these armbands. However, most people who wear it don't regard it as a political act. It's a way to remember loved ones, and it's a time to reflect on war and the people who have died for the country. A 93-year-old World War II RAF veteran, Harry Smith, has argued that it is a political symbol. And since him serving in the war back in World War II, he's said that the poppy has been hijacked and has since refused to wear the poppy since 2013. He says it's representative of all the conflicts in the UK that the UK has taken part in, and he refuses not to wear the poppy any longer. But the poppy has been worn every November to commemorate the soldiers who have lost their lives in the war, and the soldiers that are fighting in current wars as well are also remembered. The poppy was initially introduced in 1921 to help the veterans of World War One for housing and employment. So it has been around, nearly 100 years. The FA have said that they are working very closely with the Royal British Legion. However, Mr. Smith is not the only one who disagrees, with wearing a poppy. Celebrities have also made their voices heard. Irish footballer James McLean has said that he would only wear it if it represented World War II and World War One only, so no real conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq should be remembered. And there's also Jon Snow, a Channel 4 journalist, who believes that a poppy fascism is out there, so we no longer have a choice to wear the poppy. We're kind of forced into wearing it. Others are Sienna Miller and the ITV News presenter Charlene White, who believes that it is unfair on other charities, putting it above, if you like, the others. So the question that I would like to pose to everybody is this appropriate behaviour from FIFA and the Football Association? Isn't this disrespecting something that we've had in this country for such a long time?
Well, I think this issue comes up basically every year, whenever James McLean chooses not to wear it, or we've also seen stories of stuff like poppy burnings, which I guess are kind of our version of flag burnings, really, in the UK. And I guess for me, what it means is people are always very split on what the poppy means to them. I've met some people who I met this one girl who's both their mum and dad have done service in the army, and they wear the poppy to kind of remember those periods of time where their parents have been away from them, and to kind of keep them in their thoughts and kind of show support for them. And when you take it as that, it's kind of hard to disagree that, you know, you're supporting those people who are off doing services in places where to kind of keep us safe. And then we've also the RAF veteran that you gave an example of, saying, you know, it's kind of become hijacked, and James McLean saying he would wear it if it was only about World War One and World War Two, which are World War Two is primarily seen as a kind of a just war. You know, it's kind of, it was something where we were on the right side of things, we felt. But I think my problem with that kind of take, and I think why the poppy kind of means something different to everyone, is that for a society where we have this kind of month of remembrance of wearing poppies and kind of and stuff like that, to kind of, for some people, is commemorating the dead from World War One or Two, we are also a society that is about to release, you know, Battlefield 4, I think it is, in a couple of days, and there's always a game coming out around this month where it not glorifies war, but it's about war. And I think, although the game itself in question is kind of taking its own spin and things, and kind of how it portrays, whereas a war that, you know, was meant to be the war that ends all wars, I think it's very questionable that as a society we say, oh yeah, if the poppy was about World War One or World War Two, you know, I'd definitely wear it, because, you know, I believe in respecting the dead. And yet, for the most part, yeah, we have this supposed, you know, month of remembrance, but I don't think, you know, we actually do too much in any way of, you know, making sure that those things haven't happened again. Because, you know, World War One, the war to end all wars, well, there was another great war, and then since then it's been put into conflicts that the, you know, British side have not always come out too glamorous against throughout history. I think people in India or other countries that have been colonized by Britain would look at the poppy as maybe as you know, do we respect the dead of the, you know, the other country in this ceremony? Because a lot of the times we've been responsible for some quite horrific things. And for me, yeah, it's a kind of a sense of, I think I would donate to the poppy fund because it's about supporting veterans, but I think people all have their own different take on the spectrum of political issues that the poppy represents, and so therefore it's quite hard to kind of wear it without feeling that you might be offending someone, or kind of feel that you're portraying your own belief.
Yeah, this traditional view, it seems to be going out the window, so to speak. So yeah, with celebrities representing this break in this tradition, you know, not conforming to these social norms as such. And yeah, we are probably made to feel guilty if we don't wear one, but obviously that is our choice. And if people are on, you know, watching TV and they don't see the football team wearing the poppy, then it is a bit of a shock. You think, oh no, like, why are you not wearing one? You know, everybody wears one, but clearly,
why should we look at the football team as a kind of paragon of, you know, what, you know, we're meant to represent? Yes, they are representing the national side, but individually, I wouldn't look at any of those people as representing me on a, you know, countrywide basis.
I guess, you know, I think people, you know, you're reaching out to a wide audience. You know, people, millions of people are going to be watching this match probably, or at least watching highlights or something like that. So, you know, I think it's important to at least put some, you know, this armband idea probably will sort of come into the fore, I guess, again, you know, not to actually wear the poppy flower, but to remember something of the war is, you know, I think it needs to be done in a tasteful way. And yeah, I think this armband is, you know, it's something that will come about in the game.
Jasper, any thoughts on, you know, do you think the poppy is maybe a kind of hypocritical statement to say that we remember a war that was supposed to be an example of why we shouldn't be at war, and yet we've been involved in dozens of conflicts where we've been on the wrong side?
I think this debate about the poppy has come about primarily due to the controversy surrounding, like, more recent wars, like the Iraq War, the Afghanistan invasion, where Britain were primarily responsible for their wars. So I think because previously we didn't really have this debate about whether people should wear the poppy or not. It was quite a conventional, way that everyone should wear the poppy, to remember the World War, World War One, World War Two, because they were wars, as we've said, to end all the other wars, essentially, but it didn't happen. So I think it does bring into question, like, the symbolic nature of the poppy. Like,
do you think there's an element of kind of British nationalism in it, that, you know, people who wear it are kind of generally more patriotic, more proud of their country, and whereas people who are maybe kind of conscious objectives think, you know, I'm not actually too proud of my country's history at certain points?
I think to an extent, yes. Like, particularly amongst, like, old veterans, there's quite a nationalistic feel to it, which can then seep through to the rest of society. However, I think the poppy's probably important for the families of veterans to remember them by, and it might not necessarily nationalistically mean or have as much significance for families whose relatives weren't necessarily involved in the war, I think.
And Adrian, do you think it's been hijacked? What are your thoughts on
I
the poppy?
I think it should be taken at face value. I mean, it's been worn for almost 100 years now. It just represents the veterans' loss. It doesn't really represent anything else unless you can make it to be. So, yeah.
I think this thing, it's been hijacked a lot, like you said earlier, for different groups of different beliefs. You know, you've got a kind of neoliberalism of looking at our country's history and saying, you know, our colonial past and the recent wars as well means that we shouldn't be glorifying anything like that. But it's never, for me, I don't think it's ever been about glorifying anything. I think it's always been a note of remembrance for people, for whether it's close family or just being aware of the wider effect of the different wars that have happened throughout history.
This is URN, The Pulse.